I'm delighted to be joined for the first of this year's book club, because we didn't see her in December, writer journalist Sylvia Kent. Her 12th book, Brentwood in 50 Buildings, is now in bookshops. And our guest today is presenter, facilitator, public speaker, trainer, award-winning financial journalist, social media whiz and writer David Worsfold. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I managed to get all my words out there.
Follow that. Perfect.
And with no music. Now, it's great to see both of you in the studio. I can't wait to chat to yourself, David, about your book and also about all the work you've done, because you've got such an interesting CV of work, and we're going to be talking about that in a while. But Happy New Year. Is it a bit late
and
to
you,
say that to both of you?
And
Happy
to you, my darling. Yes, we can more or less. Two weeks in, it's not so bad.
Apparently, it's Blue Monday, which is the most depressing day of the year.
So they say.
Yes, I saw that this morning as well. Seemed like another excuse for people to sell us things we didn't want.
Yes, David said that. Yes, I've been bombarded already.
Yes, your book, how is it doing? Because it's the 12th book.
Very pleased. Actually, it's the 13th, because I've done one or two e-books as well. I didn't know whether to include them, but over a 20-year period, it's going well. I had my own little table at W.H. Smith. Lovely.
So book signing.
And basically, we go into where the shop is selling the book, and we sign and put a gold sticker on from America. Anyway, yeah, it's been fun. And it's lovely to meet the people in the shops. Mm. Their business is to sell books. Our business is to write them.
Yes.
Isn't that so, David?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, we need the people to sell our wonderful words of wisdom, don't we?
Oh,
and people to buy as well.
And people to buy.
Now, what else have you been
Very
up to?
Very important. Well, I've been in London working with the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, and we've had some fundraising and really good gatherings. I'm trying to get David to come, because we now have gentlemen in, and usually journalists or film people, but it's all very useful to all of us. It gives you ideas, and I come back with new things, new projects. But also, when you're involved in other organisations, you celebrate at this time. So there's lots of eating, lots of drinking. So at the moment, trying to lose a little bit of weight. And
nothing of you, Sylvia.
Oh, come on, there is.
Like a whippet there. Slender.
In odd places. But anyway, so we've had anniversary time at Billericay. That's where I live, and support the readers group, which this year will be 20 years. So we started on the 6th of June 2000. Yeah. We don't have many of the original people. Oh, we had Frances Clamp in, you know.
Yes.
She came with me for that inaugural meeting, and a couple of others. But we still go, still read books. The library get them for us. We don't have to buy them. And my current book is The Brilliant Friend by Lina Ferrante. And also I've started reading again George Orwell, because I've got a feeling for this man. I started reading 1984 on the 1st of January 1984.
Oh.
You may wonder about this, because I've kept a diary for 60 years.
Yep.
So don't argue with me.
Will that ever be published?
I hope not.
No?
No, but it's very useful for the life of a writer. Orwell died 70 years ago. This week.
It's strange, isn't it, the world that we live in now, when you think about there are cameras everywhere and we are tracked on everything, and social media.
Big brother. Nobody
can disappear.
Big brother.
You've got a mobile phone.
Yes.
Everybody knows where you are.
They know your movements.
Yes.
But if you're quite a good girl, why worry?
Yeah, I'm not.
Why worry? Yeah, no, you are. She said. We are also looking forward to the 21st Book Festival. Again, I've been there from the start. Kicks off 1st of March. 100 people involved, including me.
Yes.
So Brentwood writers are going well. That's how we have David here, because David has been coming for a long time. We have new members joining, which is lovely. Get another aspect. Had a spooky afternoon as the first meeting in January. Overhead lights go out, and there's a great barrage of candles. all very spooky, and some of the stories are fabulous. And we suggest where people can send them, because our business is to get them published if we can. We kick off with guest speakers in February, and we give a warm welcome to anyone interested in the world of writing, and encouragement, because that's very important. People give up. If they don't seem to get published soon, they give up. Yeah. And what a shame that is.
Yes.
You must practice. Yeah. Everything worthwhile needs practice, doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh, I had a 3-page feature in Essex Life, the county magazine, and they chose a couple of buildings, but there were 50 buildings in my book, and each building has a little story and an unusual person connected. And I've worked for some of them. I worked for the Ford Motor Company, I've worked for some of the schools, I worked at Brentwood School and lots of other places. So I've got an insider thought about it, and I've used that within my book. So things are okay.
What's the book called? It's 50 Buildings of...
Brentwood in 50 Buildings. I've got some flyers for you.
It's out now. Now we're